Blackstone Publishing presents Disney Christopher Robin, adapted by Elizabeth Rudnick. This book is read by Stephen Crossley. Author's note. As a child, I spent many afternoons lost in the Hundred Acre Wood, caught up in adventures with a silly old bear named Pooh and his best friend Christopher Robin. The world of the wood was as real to me as my own backyard. I could picture Pooh's home with its large armoire full of honeypots and felt as though I myself had knocked on Piglet's door on many occasions. I loved Eeyore, with his droopy eyes and pessimistic view on life, though at the time I had no idea what pessimistic meant. I just thought it was rather funny that the donkey could never see how much he was loved or how great things were. A lesson I remind myself of often in my older age, and wanted a hug from Kanga and to bounce along with Roo and Tigger. Rabbit and Owl, with their more serious natures and understanding of the larger world, always intimidated me to a degree, but became the characters I saw most in the adult figures in my life. The Hundred Acre Wood was a wonderful place to spend my time, and generations of children before and after me have also lost themselves among the woods and its hodgepodge of animals. What child hasn't, at some point or another, believed in that innocent, wholehearted way that the stuffed animals they loved the most could come to life and be their companions on adventures, that they could provide comfort when faced with the inevitable sad or frightening moments of life? Pooh was that hope come true. And even now I believe in him and what he represented. I believe in the silly old bear who could, in his simple way, always find the silver lining and bring the world to right when it got knocked off kilter. As Pooh himself so wisely said, life is a journey to be experienced, not a problem to be solved. Enjoy the adventure. E. Rudnick. You can't stay in your corner of the forest waiting for others to come to you. You have to go to them sometimes. A.A. Milne. Prologue, in which Christopher Robin and Pooh come to an enchanted place, and we leave them there. It was, as it most usually was, a beautiful day in the Hundred Acre Wood. The sky was blue, unblemished by clouds. The air was sweet, touched by the hint of honey that wafted from a familiar bear's pot, and a gentle breeze kissed the cheeks of the friends who had gathered around a picnic table. But while the setting was idyllic and lent itself to happy thoughts, the expressions on the faces of the friends were rather, well, sad. Looking around the table, Winnie the Pooh tried to ignore the rumbling, grumbling sound coming from his tummy. He wasn't positive, but he had a feeling that now was not the time to mention he was hungry, even if they were at a picnic table, which, in his experience, was usually a place people picnicked, and picnics usually involved food. His tummy grumbled again. "We all know why we're here." Rabbit's serious voice brought a quick stop to thoughts of food. Pooh looked over and watched as Rabbit walked to the head of the picnic table. "I have asked my friend Eeyore." He paused and nodded in the direction of the grey donkey, whose head was hanging down, as usual. "I have asked him to propose a resolution." Pooh cocked his head. Resolution? He did not like when Rabbit used such big words. He opened his mouth to ask what a resolution was, but before he could, Eeyore lumbered over to stand by Rabbit. He placed a piece of paper in the middle of the table, and then proceeded to straighten it out, for a very long time. Finally, he cleared his throat and began to read.
"Christopher Robin is going," he said, his voice slow and deep, and, as usual, devoid of any happiness.